This is NPR Berlin's Question of the Week. Tensions around the squad at Riggerstrasse 94 in Friedrichshain have recently been mounting. Last weekend, they escalated at an anti-gentrification demonstration where more than 120 officers were injured and over 80 protesters arrested. We asked residents in Friedrichshain, how should Berlin react to the tense situation at Riggerstrasse 94?
I don't know. I live here in the 95, so everything is happening in just close to us. For me, it doesn't make any sense because this is going on my nerves, actually. You need to go with your ID every time you go out and you get in. Your friends cannot visit you. I don't know. I hope it's at some point over.
I mean, I understand that there's some activities this group is linked to that are a little problematic, but on the whole, as their neighbour, I can say that they're very quiet, very civil, and the police response, I mean, from what I understand, their grounds for even entering the property are bordering on illegal. So, yeah, I do think that there should be a bit of an outrage about what's going on.
It's just a question which interest the police is representing. Is it the city or is it like some investors? Because everybody in the street is supporting the squads. I live here for almost 10 years.
The people living in these houses, they think there should be no police. It's their territory. No police at all is allowed here. And that's why they often attack policemen who are doing nothing.
And I hope that sooner or later a dialogue will happen and things can be sorted out. The people who are most involved with it are people who have nothing to do with anything, just people living here, having to go through ID checks and sometimes even pat-downs. So everybody just longs for peace, basically.
Voices from residents around Riggerstrasse in Friedrichshain. NPR Berlin's Question of the Week, produced by Emily Milstead.